This is the Breathe Meditation for the Week, written and produced to help you know, love, and enjoy God, to follow Him with your heart, and to love like Jesus. The title for this week is How to Keep on Track. Writing to his friends, many of which start well but veer off having lost their way, the Apostle Paul says, now that we're on the right track, let's stay on it. So how can we keep on track for an entire year? I can hear some of you questioning incredulously, keep on track for an entire year? Yes, that's what I'm proposing for you and me, brave friends who have selected one word, one verse, and crafted a simple plan for your best year ever. The idea of keeping on track doesn't mean that you never get off track. Keeping on track means you have a few guardrails in place going into 2021 to literally help you keep on track. So here are a few tips for this marathon year we're undertaking. Begin each day with God. As part of your daily morning time with God, review your simple plan and make a short list of things you intend to do that day. This way, you invite God into it from the get-go, as you ask Him to help you stay on track. Next, adjust as needed. Adjust means when you become aware you've been chasing a rabbit trail, you get back on track as soon as possible. This will help you maintain momentum and make allowance for your humanity. Next, embrace accountability. Ask a trusted friend to be your check-in partner for 2021. Share with them your desire to keep on track with your life. Tell them about your word, verse, and simple plan. Ask if they will have a 15-minute conversation with you every week. Explain that you want them to ask you to answer these three questions. First, what did you do from the big items on your list for last week? So you go over the big items on your list for last week, the items that you actually did. This is not storytelling. It is as simple as reading a shopping list where you line off items as you toss them in the cart. The big idea here is to review with your check-in partner and yourself, these are the things that I started out to do last week, and this is what I did. Number two, what are the big items on your list for this week? Talk about the big ticket items on your list for this coming week. A bit of storytelling is okay, just so long as you leave time for the final question. Number three, what might be difficult about this coming week? This is the best question, as it will help you anticipate rabbit trails or obstacles that might discourage or distract you. And then conclude the remainder of your time, asking how things have been going with your friend and asking how you can pray for him. And then, like I say, ask, can I pray us both out the door? You know, when it comes right down to it, it's up to you and me to make our list and to stay on track or adjust and get back on track. This is the only way to avoid drift and keep on track for the entire year. Let's pray. Here we go, God. This is where the rubber meets the road, where my good intentions are put to the test. It's daunting, and I know I'm a bit afraid and that I don't have what it takes. So steady me to take it one day at a time. Remind me that you are in me, with me, and for me. Help me adjust without shame or guilt. Guide me to a trusted friend to check in weekly. Amen. P.S. My good friend Dr. Parker Houston writes, and I quote, Harvard research by Gail Matthews not only shows that you are significantly more likely to achieve your goals when you have a written plan and clear action steps and regular accountability. So check out these best year ever resources at the bottom of the blog post, and we'll talk to you next week.